Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Let me take my flippies off.
The little flippy flop.
Comfortable. Oh, man.
I'm going to keep these on because these are comfortable as fuck.
Woo, let me take my hat off. Just wear my hair down. You know what I'm saying?
Let me take my hair off real quick. What if I just like... I like screw my hair off and I was fully like bald and I was just like
put it on like a Lego. Dude, what? That would be amazing if you could switch out your hair like Legos,
like, or just I just like peel like a layer of skin.
That would be creepy just... though. That would be weird.
But then I like
the Lego thing. The Lego thing is like I could legitimately see.
You can click it in.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, it doesn't look creepy.
But
your idea was creepy.
You're like peeling the entire like layer of my of like the top of my head off.
Where you want to peel skin?
No, I'm not peeling skin. I'm just saying like it would be able to blend better because like look, because with your hairline, like how would you just pop your hair off? You need that's why you need like a layer of skin.
Well, you just you get something drilled into your skull that looks like a little Lego thing.
Oh, so I just pop the whole top of my head off.
Yeah.
And then, but what's underneath? Is there like is this just my bald head underneath, or is there like
yeah? But, you know, brain. When you put on your Lego head, it doesn't look, it's not bald. It's connected to you. It's not like you can.
So it's like a yarmulke of hair.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I could, like, switch out hairstyles.
Yeah, exactly. That'd you could have so a mohawk. Cool. You could be, like, a skinhead one day.
I would never want to be a skinhead. I could have a bald head, but I wouldn't want to be a skinhead.
True.
I could probably pull off the skinhead look if I shaved my head.
I think you and I both could. Like, I'd be.
Dude, we'd make a good skinhead duo. You know, like if we dressed it and shaved our heads.
And with that note, welcome to the 85th episode of the Super Mega Podcast.
Yeah, guys,
Super
welcome.
Mega Cast.
I'm Matt Watson.
I'm Ryan McGee. Our Twitter handles are down there. You know,
they're on screen right now.
Shoot us a follow if you want to follow our antics.
You want to follow these antics? Go follow us. Mm. And guys, you will be pleasured to know that in today's episode of the Super Mega Podcast, there is no. Ad.
But so, there is a text interruption.
We jumped into this podcast so quick, I didn't get the time to silence
my
phone.
That's fine. I would have made the same mistake, but I always keep my phone on silent, and I always regret it, because I'm like, where's my phone?
Yeah.
And then I'm at home alone, you know, like Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Hogan?
Macaulay Hogan.
Brother, I'm home alone, brother. Don't mess with me, son.
Imagine Hulk Hogan trying to break into that kid's house, into Kevin's house.
That'd be creepy.
It's like Kevin versus Hulk Hogan.
Dude, every time I watch that movie, I'm watching it and I'm like, I forgot about the whole B plot of the old scary man with the shovel.
Now I'm just thinking about...
Because he comes in at the end and he saves the day. And
yeah.
Hits Ron and Steve in the head with the shovel.
But now when I said Kevin, now I'm thinking about Game Grumps Kevin and Hulk Hogan.
Kevin Abernathy
in a house and Hulk Hogan trying to break in.
Kevin, my sweet little man.
Sweet little Kevin. He's got a beautiful head of hair.
He does. He's got a beautiful complexion.
Kevin's
all around.
Beautiful.
He's lucky. His skin's nice.
Okay, and the thing about Kevin is, like, he's an attractive dude. Like, if I was a girl, I'd be all over the place.
Exactly. And he's from South Carolina. So
he is.
He was super rare.
He's a comrade.
He was a rare addition in South Carolina.
But the thing is, I thought Kevin, I was like, well, Kevin's like, what, 20, 21? He's like 26.
Is he 25 older than us?
He's way older than us.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, damn, Kevin, you looking good for that age.
Shout out to Kevin.
Kevin, give me a kiss, please.
Last time I saw you was just in Glendale. I saw you and I was like, what is Kevin doing here? Oh, wow, that's Kevin.
There's Kevin!
From Game Grumps!
You pull out your binoculars. It's like Kevin. It's like bird watching with Kevin. You have a little notebook, mark down where you saw him.
Yeah.
I saw him somewhere and I totally forgot where.
Yeah. You didn't say hi?
No, I did say hi. Oh, okay. It was a while back, though.
Okay.
Gave him a big hug. I said, hi, Kevin.
Man, I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about it. I just got back into Mario Kart.
Mario Kart?
I forgot how fucking fun it is. I've been playing online on the Switch.
Oh, dude, Mario Kart's the best.
Super fun.
I can't get enough of that stuff. Dude, when I play Mario Kart, I feel free. It is the best racing game, in my opinion.
I've started to not get mad when I'm in, like, a last-ish place or, like, in the back half whenever some shit happens because you'll be in first, then you'll get hit with a blue shell, and then that puts you down to sixth, and then, you know, people bump past you. Okay, I'm getting a little too specific.
But, Ryan, but that's also a good lesson for life, man. Yeah. You know, can't get mad every time you're in last place.
Yeah, but you get all the good items when you're in last place.
Hey, that's
and it feels
true.
Fun just to fuck with people just to know I just made someone mad.
Dude.
Do you get that feeling? Am I the only one that, like, when you're in Mario Kart, you see an enemy and you hit him with a red shell, you're like, ha, I hate how that feels, and now I'm exerting that onto you.
Yeah, it's there's a German word for it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
A German word?
There's a German word. Believe it or not, it's German. But it's like...
Why do you know about German?
Schadenfreude. Or I don't know how you say Schadenfreude. I don't know how to say it. I said it wrong on a different podcast, and people corrected me, and I never learned how to say it. But, I mean, it's like taking joy in other people's pain.
Yeah.
It's funny that that's a German word.
Speaking of, you know, hello, listeners. You know, we talk about you a lot. We give you guys shit. Thank you for tuning in. We're only about 5-ish minutes into the podcast so far. But thank you. We really like you, and we like that you listen, and you like our voices.
I would like to frame a picture of every single listener in my room. I'd like to cover my wall and little tiny frame pictures of all of you.
I have a photo album of all of their profile pictures in my house. It's a big, thick leather strap book.
And every night before bed, he opens it up and he kisses each one goodnight, one by one.
I have to lock it in case anyone steals it. I don't want
If someone stole it, that'd be devastating.
I know, that would be horrible.
Your house gets burglarized and you wake up.
The only thing
stolen is that, like, 2,000-page thick collection of Twitter profile pictures.
Yeah, what I do is I pull up their profile picture, make it full screen, and then I take a Polaroid shot of it.
Just stick them all in like collecting baseball cards?
Yeah, you laughed.
No, because I think that's a funny idea. No, Ryan, I think I respect the way you do things.
That's just how I respect the fans.
I understand.
And how do you respect the fans?
I told you. I have all of their pictures on my wall.
True.
I have them divided. Actually, it covers
my... So some would say you care about the fans more than I do because you have them framed. Each one has a delicate... Does each one have the same frame or are there different frames?
There's different frames. Well, actually, I separated by rooms. One room is for Let's Player profile pictures. Another one's for anime profile pictures. And, you know, then I have like a miscellaneous one. That's my living room. My bedroom is the Let's Player profile pictures. And I kiss each one before I go to bed because I like kissing the faces of famous Let's Players. I go... Good night, Jacksepticeye. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's jacked, I guess you could say.
He is.
Yeah.
That picture looked photoshopped as shit when I saw it for the first time. It looks like, not like he photoshopped his body, but it looks like
his head.
He flexed and then he wasn't making the right face. So he took another face from another photo that he was taking pictures of in the mirror and just placed them, like combined the two.
It just
looks so flat.
I'm going to respond to his picture. I'm going to take a picture of myself flexing and, like, poorly Photoshop my muscles to be huge and respond. I'm going to do that later.
You should.
Mark my words. That's probably already happened.
Yeah, but you're starting to look good shirtless now. Shit.
Oh, the air conditioning just turned on.
I guess they turned it on. It's getting hot in there. I mean, it's fine.
I'll deal with the AC.
I mean, the viewers, they always say they don't mind.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting us be comfy.
Yeah, it's nice and cool in here. I mean, it is a bit of a harsh breeze.
Well, it's blowing right in your face.
Yeah.
Because where you're sitting on the couch, that's where the AC directly blows. And when I sit in that seat, I call it the cold seat because, boy, does it get cold after about 30 seconds.
I do like being cold, though. I have a lot more meat on my bone to keep me warm.
I have not a lot of meat on my bones. If there was, like, an apocalypse event, I would hopefully be one of the last people that would be killed and eaten because they would see no point in killing me because they'd be like, what, like... Maybe one person get a couple bites of meat off those bones. I feel like in a post-apocalyptic event, I would survive a very long time because no one's gonna want to eat me. And I'm lanky, so I could kind of like I could disguise myself as a nasty mutated creature and like slink around, and people would be scared of me.
For me, I'd shave my head bald, grow out my beard super scraggly, I'd always be shirtless.
Okay.
Always. And I'd have to get like a good pouch stomach going, but enough, one, not one that jiggles, but one that's firm like a beer gut. So when people are like, that's a solid human, I don't want to, like, that would be hard
to
wrestle.
They don't want
to
fuck with you.
It would be hard to wrestle with me because of my weight, my just solid weight. It's not that I'm big and bouncy. It's that I'm
firm.
You
got a lot of mass.
And,
a lot of inertia if you're moving at somebody.
Yeah. Like, it looks like a bowl, like an enlarged bowling ball, and then just my skin tightly strapped around it.
What is a beer belly? Because, like, I've seen guys where they're, like, not fat dudes, but they have a beer belly, and it looks like they're a pregnant woman. And I'm like, what is that?
You get it from, like, alcohol and shit, right?
Yeah, from drinking a lot of beer. But, like, is it just all the fat and calories from beer go directly there?
I guess. I mean, that's a lot of shit in
why
beer.
Doesn't it distribute, like, other types of food to the rest of your body? Like, why does it just go there?
There are other foods that do that. Aren't there, like, things where, like, oh, I went straight to my thighs? Or is that just something people say when they're gaining weight to make themselves feel better?
I don't know. I say we do a – let's do a beer belly challenge where we take, like, 2 years and drink nothing but beer every day. We don't – let's cut water out of our diet and replace it with Bud Light.
Yeah.
With oh, God.
Yeah? Just almost, throw up a little bit?
No.
Okay.
Just, you know, not, good old acid reflux.
No, that's fine. I have been experiencing that recently because for the past 2 weeks I have been gorging on food. Because it's been a while since I've treated myself, and I'm using this as an excuse. I need to get back on track. just food tastes really fucking good, and there's nothing like crunch berries at midnight.
Oh, dude. There's nothing like cereal at midnight.
Dude, and I got those 3 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Okay, so somebody... It's not out yet, but there's a mail opening video coming out soon, and someone sent us Girl Scout cookies, which, by the way, please send us more of those.
Yes.
Like, that is something that I will genuinely appreciate.
My favorite Girl Scout cookies are they Samoas?
The ring ones with the coconut. And
yes.
Those are delicious.
Those are my favorite.
Those are also up there with my favorites. I like those. I like Tagalongs, and I like Thin Mints, which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed. Remember when they changed the name of Girl Scout cookies to stupid shit like Caramel Delights, and then they changed it back this year. So they're back to their old
Caramel
names.
Delights would be the name of them if I was...
But they changed them back.
Okay.
Went back to the old ways. But Girl Scout cookies at midnight. I woke up the other night at 3 a.m., and I just had this, like, insane hunger, and I looked next to my bed and I saw a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh shit, which kind?
Thin Mints.
Oh fuck.
I ripped that thing open and I ate the entire sleeve of Thin Mints. Just in,
oh my God.
I was like half awake, sitting in bed, just like, and I devoured it in like a minute, and then I went back to sleep.
You've had those times where all of a sudden you get this immense hunger and you'll eat like a bowl of something, then another snack, and then another snack, and it's almost like you're a bear. Conserving it for the winter.
Breaking into a family's camp.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have times where I'll actually wake up at, like, 4 a.m., and, like, my hunger will pull me out of bed to the kitchen, and I just jump from things. I'll eat, like, 2 bowls of cereal, grab, like, some Gushers, and, like, a bunch of, like, chips. Like, that's terrible for you, and you wake up and you feel awful. But, like, there's times where I just wake up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm hungry.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I mean, there's times I wake up and I feel like that and I ignore it, and then I wake up in the morning and I'm not hungry at all. I don't know how that works. Wish I had a bigger appetite in the morning because breakfast is the best meal of the day.
My appetite doesn't really kick in till nighttime.
Same.
I've noticed. Like, in the morning, I can go without breakfast easy. When lunch comes around, I'm like, yeah, I'll eat lunch. But then around nighttime, I'm just starving. Maybe it's because I didn't eat breakfast and ate a light lunch.
I'm
thinking about it.
I find
I should force myself to eat a meal because then it will keep me full throughout the day.
Well, breakfast, I find that I get hungrier throughout the day if I eat breakfast.
Okay.
If I skip breakfast, I'm just not hungry the rest of the day. Like, it's weird. I don't know if a lot of other people like this, but I can actually go, like, a whole day without eating and not get hungry.
I've done that before, but I usually have to be in a bad emotional state.
Maybe I'm just in a bad emotion.
Yeah, maybe.
Shit.
Who knows?
No, I mean, like, I could seriously just not eat and be fine all day. I don't know why. Maybe my body just doesn't require as much food.
Not having to eat, not gaining weight even when you do. You only gain the good weight.
I said the most, like, first world problem thing the other day and then stopped and realized how horrible it was.
I hate driving.
No, I was at Olive Garden. And I was.
Oh, this is where the story starts. Okay, yeah, this is like, this is where every first world white person, it's always.
So I was at Olive Garden,
right across the street from a nice little Starbucks.
Here we go again. Yeah, but I was with Aaron Hansen, and we were like
Aaron Hansen, mind freak.
We're talking about, like, he was like getting the endless pasta, and I was like, I don't need endless. Like, I always get full so fast, and I'm like, that sucks. Like, I wish I could always be hungry, like,
and not gain any weight. Imagine just giving this thing where it's like you have this whole day out of a month that this stupid ugly witch grants you for some reason.
Why she gotta be ugly? Why can't she be a beautiful?
Because I want her to be scary.
Okay.
There's a moral to
ugly doesn't equal scary though, Ryan.
No, witches are fucking scary. Yeah, witches ugly scary. Witches.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen Jack and Jill?
I have not seen Jack and
Jill.
No,
that's the Adam Sandler movie.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking of Hansel and Gretel. Vampire Slayers or whatever they
were. No, I didn't see that movie. Looked awful. I didn't see it.
I saw it one day on Netflix. So bad. I don't care even where I was going. I'm just glad that I remembered that movie because it is god-awful. We're talking about ugly witches. She comes and gives you... She enchants you with this one day a week magical thing where you can eat as much as you want. You won't be starving, but you can always be hungry and down to eat, and you can just eat whatever you want, not gain weight or lose weight or anything.
That's me every day.
Uh-huh.
Baby. But back to my Olive Garden thing. I was complaining. I was like, it's so awful. Like, because I'll eat a little bit and get full, and I hate that. And I'm like, man, like, it sucks not being hungry. I wish I could just be hungry. But I stopped and I was like, that is the most first world problem I've ever said.
God, I just want to be hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's people around the world starving. I'm like, God, it sucks being just full. I hate being full.
Go up to a homeless guy. He's, how's your day going? Oh, that's shitty. I ate too much, you know.
Like, God, I'm not hungry. It yeah. sucks.
Oh, I'm feeling this one.
You know, can you relate?
I've eaten so much. I'm in, like, a diabetic coma.
I've eaten so much delicious pasta from the Olive Garden.
And you're begging. Which is like, I would have to think that transition, that's got to be a big milestone in someone's life.
You know? From being down on your luck to going to begging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like easy to do. I wouldn't imagine it's an easy thing to bring yourself to do, to be like, yeah, I'm just going to ask people for money.
Because I feel like you have to accept a certain, like, you have to accept it at that point. Like, when you get to begging, that's like, you've accepted that you're at that point.
All of your ego is out the door at that point.
You got to Lego your ego.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's just interesting. I mean, I don't have any more alleyway friends, so.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
They locked up Ming's house.
Yeah, so like the
her house. The area where she
lived, they put a huge fence over.
Can we just say it's Ming Square? Like, that alleyway is just Ming Square?
It sounds like a place in China.
Good.
They renamed Tiananmen Square to Ming Square.
How many Chinese people live in China could find out about Tiananmen Square? How hard is it for them to pop up on something that talks about it? Because their internet is...
The internet's, like, censored.
All censored.
I guarantee if I was in China, it'd probably be pretty hard to find some information about what actually happened in Tiananmen Square. But a lot of Chinese people use, like, proxies and stuff to get around that. I'm sure, like, a lot of Chinese people know about what really happened.
Hey, if you don't have a high social standing in China, can't watch porn. You
really?
You can only do it if you're upper class.
Is that true?
No, I'm just picture that. That's something they could do. That's something that, theoretically, they could do. They could be like, if you have a poor social standing, we'll block you from sites like porn. Even though I think porn is... Is porn allowed in China?
No. Definitely not.
I would not imagine so. A lot of porn is shot in South Korea.
Is it?
No. Where do all the gangs shoot their porn?
All the gangs.
All the gangs. Where do they shoot their porn?
Like the Bloods and the Crips.
Like the
you
like
they go
the,
to South Korea to
like
shoot
the
porn?
Mendozas or what are they called? The Yazakis. What are they called?
The Yakuza?
The Yakuza.
The Mendozas? Is that like a Mexican drug cartel?
The Mendozas.
Dude, I'm terrified of the infamous Japanese mafia, the Mendozas.
Oh my god.
Don't fuck around with Japan, man.
Dude, drug cartels are horrifying.
Dude, scary as shit.
They scare me more than ISIS, just saying.
Ryan,
they do.
ISIS, listen to this podcast.
Oh,
don't
shit.
They're going to get mad that you said
they're
that.
They're really bummed.
They're really scary.
I mean, they're scary too. It's just like the cartel is just.
So imagine a bunch of guys from ISIS horrifying. Listening and they hear you say it. They're like, oh, man, shit, we got to step it up.
Damn it.
I want Ryan to like me. I want him to think I'm the scariest. Dude, drug cartels, seriously, though, like, I am terrified of them. Like, I would, if I ever got even, like, remotely connected to a drug cartel by accident, I would flee to another country.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I somehow crossed paths, that's why I'm scared to, like, when I'm driving in L.A. and, like, someone, like, cuts me off, I'm scared to, like, freak out at them because I'm like, what if that's, like a high-up person in a drug cartel and I just piss them off and now they're going to, I don't know, write down my license plate and have me killed.
Find you and kill you.
Yeah, because, like, dude, drug cartels are scary powerful. They have so much influence and power.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're, not in the United States. Like, not with, like, the government and stuff.
That's why I'm scared of ever going to South America. Like, Brazil in particular.
Dude, Brazil is a...
Don't they have, like, their gun violence is through the roof? Brazil, raise the roof! You know what I'm saying, Brazil?
Dude, Brazil has a lot of gun violence, but they also have one of the most, like, beautiful genres of music. They got Bossa Nova, which I... I've always been a massive fan of. And it's like...
It's always a treat being in your car and you have that on.
I love Bossa Nova. I love driving and listening to Bossa Nova. It's just,
I wish I could have a Matt playlist.
I can make...
Like, is there a playlist... imagine this. You could become friends with people on iTunes. iTunes, come on. Hey, Apple.
Actually, Spotify is better because you can do that on Spotify.
But this... I'm trying to help out Apple here, okay?
Apple doesn't need your help. They're $20 trillion.
They do need my help. They suck now. They're awful. They're bad.
Okay, fine, Ryan.
They're pieces of poop. Make your iMusic thing a little more social, not like, you know, likes and comments and stuff, but be able to share playlists with friends and shit like that. Share play like people can already do on YouTube and Spotify.
That's literally what Spotify is.
You got to add that function.
iTunes honestly sucks, to be honest. There's like a trillion better. Like there's like FUBAR. That's a really good alternative program to iTunes.
FUBAR.
It's called FUBAR. You can play FLAC, which iTunes does not allow you to play FLAC files.
LimeWire.
Yeah, I still use LimeWire, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember LimeWire? My sister got LimeWire.
Do I remember the thing that I just brought up?
No, but like, do you remember like, did you ever use it, I guess?
Yeah.
My sister got LimeWire.
I was scared using it because I thought I was going to be arrested.
There was like no better way to get viruses than LimeWire. Like my sister.
I actually got a porn virus from LimeWire and my dad actually took the blame for it.
Aw.
I know. He was like, hey, and saw a bunch of pop-ups. And I mean, I told her it wasn't you. But can you please watch out, buddy? And
dude.
I was like, Dad.
Ryan, your dad put like his marriage in like a small period of like rocks and like turmoil. Like that day, like their marriage was on the rocks a little bit.
I know.
She's like, my husband's looking at porn. Am I not good enough for him?
My husband's looking at lesbians licking.
Big boobs and lesbians licking.
Imagine if my stepmom thought my dad was just looking up.
Big lesbians licking.
Big lesbians licking?
Big lesbians. Just giant
like
lesbians.
Giant women?
Yeah, they're in model cities that are using Godzilla movies. There's an audience for that. There's a market for that. But that was very sweet of your dad.
I know. I still remember that to this day because I was like, Dad, thank you.
I looked up lesbians in the computer once when I was in middle school. And
only once?
Well... My mom saw that the history had been cleared, and my mom came downstairs and she's like, "You want to explain to me why the history was cleared?" And I was just like,
I know.
I don't know.
I'm like, I actually had something. I was like, it's, you know, to not get viruses and stuff because it's good to like have, I can't.
I tried that
bullshit.
One.
It was just bullshit.
That was also the day I got baptized on the same day I got grounded for the rest
what
of the day.
Did you get baptized at?
I just got like second baptized. I was at the beach and I was at a church event.
They dunked you in the beach.
And they were like, "Do I want to get baptized again?" And I was like, sure. And they dunked me and then I got home.
They threw you off a pier.
Just chucked me off the pier. But I got baptized and I was feeling great. I'm like, I love life. I love God. And
I remember loving God. That felt great.
And then I got home immediately and my mom was like, "Matt, why is the history cleared?" And then I was grounded the rest of the day in my room for looking at pornographic images.
She didn't prove it, though.
Well, she what my mom threatened was she said if I didn't give her an answer, she would take the computer to a specialist and have the history pulled back up.
She would not go through the trouble to do that, though.
Well, that's what she said. Well, actually, you know what? Really,
I don't think your mom's that.
She
rigid.
It worked though. She got me. But true story. One time the history was cleared. I had not looked at anything and I had not cleared it. But she made that threat again. And in my mind, I'm like, well, she's gonna do that. What if she sees all the stuff I have looked at in the past? So I fessed up to something I didn't even do, and I got grounded for it.
Anne, hasn't she learned anything from our justice system? There needs to be like a little parent court system.
Like kids could take the parents to court,
yeah,
over stuff.
Like it's a little baby court.
Yeah, but
like,
then my mom could get a subpoena.
They have
for
bean bags.
Yeah, and my mom could get a subpoena for my search history, and then
oh, jeez.
Not that I looked at anything bad, but you know that's my private search history.
A lot of subpoenas flying around lately.
A lot of subpoenas, and dude, I like if you like American politics has been crazy lately. We don't have to get into it, but
you're more into the politics right now. My main obsession are these bombings in Texas.
Oh yeah, in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Some psychopaths so just like mailing bombs out. Just
mailing trip wires. From what I've heard, and I don't know if the second part is true. Of course, the one at the FedEx facility is the most recent one, but they said that one was also. There was a second package that was given over to...
That's just some psychopath. It's like, I'm going to mail out bombs.
Well, I mean, the Unabomber, he wasn't caught for 18 years and he bombed 16... There were 16 bombings.
He had like a motive.
He had a manifesto and everything.
Whoever's doing this just seems like they're just doing just to kill people.
Yeah, it just seems very random, so... Yeah.
And I'm going to Texas in 2 weeks, so...
Uh-oh. Austin?
No, not Austin.
San Antonio?
Actually, like, my friends were in Austin when the bombing started because they were in South by Southwest. I'm surprised there were no bombs, like, at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
That's great that didn't happen. But yeah, that's scary, man. Guys, listeners, if you're considering doing that, please don't mail out bombs. Please.
Yeah, just don't.
That would really make you not a cool person if you did that. But yeah, guys, please don't be psychopaths.
Yeah, please
that's,
don't.
That's scary. Just be nice, people. Just be nice to people.
Yeah.
I think the world could use a little more niceness. Just do something.
Or, Matt, is nature weeding out morals? Because it found out that humans, when they have morals, they fuck things up. And now it wants to set it back to a more primitive state. And nature has the plants sending out pheromones to make us more psychotic.
Dude, that sounds like The Happening, where the plants send out pheromones that make people kill themselves.
Yeah.
Could such a thing be really happening? It's my favorite line in that movie.
Could such a thing be really happening?
It zooms in on Mark Wahlberg's face and he says that.
Can such a thing be really happening?
That's how he says it.
Can such a thing be really happening?
Marky Mark. Love little Marky Mark, man. God, what's he up to today?
I don't give a shit.
No, today. Like, what's he up to? Give him a call, man. You got him on speed dial.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
If I found out you were friends with Mark Wahlberg, I would... I'd be jealous, to be honest.
Be jealous a little bit.
I'd be really jealous. Who, if I was friends with, what celebrity would make you the most jealous if I was friends with them?
Oh, if you were friends with Bo Burnham, that would kind of strike me a bit.
If you were friends with
if you were friends with Harvey Weinstein, I'd be a little weirded out. Well, if I found out you were really close.
No longer friends, but we were friends.
Yeah.
I didn't know about any of the stuff he was doing, though.
Of course.
Just to be clear.
Of course.
I just thought he was a nice dude, but then I found out all that stuff, so.
Yeah.
I think if you were friends with oh, man, I don't know.
LeBron James.
That would be pretty fucking cool, dude. I'd be jealous if you were friends with... I'd be like, hey, can you introduce me to LeBron James?
What if I was friends with Chris Brown?
What
does that put you on the moral scale?
I'd just let you do your thing with him. I wouldn't really want to meet him. He beats women, dude. I wouldn't want to... He's a little lady beater. Well, Chris Brown...
He's a little lady beater?
Imagine if Chris Brown was 2 feet tall. That would just make him so funny. And, his voice was high-pitched.
Dude... He needs to do that. He needs to get reconstructive surgery to make
reduction
himself,
surgery.
Yeah,
make himself real tiny.
He needs to make his feet come out of his torso.
Would that make him more popular?
He needs.
Oh,
to make,
of course it would.
He needs to make from the shin down needs to be attached to his breast.
What he needs
and
to
that's
do
what needs to happen because he looks like he has a very good angry face.
He does, and I think he'd be a lot more scary if what he did was he had his at the knee. He removes his entire shin and has his feet reconnected to where his knees are.
Yeah.
So he just has little stub, like Hank Hill's dad in King of the Hill, Cotton Hill. That's what happened to him because he got his knees blown off in the war.
What great character design.
He had his shins blown off or something, so they had to reattach his feet, so he just waddles around. But dude, if Chris Brown, for no reason at all, one day woke up and was like, man, I'm gonna get my feet attached. I'm gonna get rid of my shins, my lower leg, and get my feet put on where my knees are. He would be in the news, dude. He would be super famous for that, and no one would. That would actually overshadow the woman beating thing, you know? Because he would always be known. When you think Chris Brown right now,
well,
what
I think
do you think
a lot
of
people have kind of given him a pass for the woman beating thing.
Like the woman beating, just the woman beating
the
thing.
The woman beating thing.
You know, he has this thing. He beat a woman once. She was very bloodied and busted her lip.
But people make mistakes.
Dude, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days. Like, when you think about Chris Brown, you think of that. Like, that's what you think of immediately.
Yeah, for
and
me.
And if he had his feet put there, you'd think of that instead as the first thing. So, Chris Brown...
He had his feet put where?
Oh, where yeah,
exactly.
That would be like...
Dude, you brought it back.
No. What I'm saying is, like, seriously, if he had his legs reconstructed, that would overshadow the woman-beating thing. So... Chris Brown should hire us to kind of rebrand himself. Come on, buddy. These are good ideas.
I think he's already still doing well for himself again.
Chris Brown, man.
I used to be a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you listen to his music? Listen to his tunes?
Yeah.
What songs did Chris Brown make? I don't even remember.
I can't even remember. Like,
I can't remember his music.
Right after the controversy, I legitimately stopped watching or listening anything of his. Because I was like, he's a bad man.
I don't know what he did. Like, what music he made. What songs did Chris Brown make?
See if you can run it. There's a man on the floor.
He did a song with Michael Jackson, right?
See if you can run it.
Did he do a song with Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
I swear Chris Brown did a song with Michael Jackson.
I remember people were talking about Chris Brown as if he was, like, at the time, they were like, is he, like, the next Michael Jackson? Because he could dance really well and his voice was nice. He has a nice voice.
Yeah, that's a nice voice.
I got to give him credit where credit is due. But, you know... Jesus fucking Christ.
Imagine I was trying to think of who did the song of Michael Jackson. I was like, Chris Brown. Was
Justin
Chris
Timberlake.
Tucker? It's not Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker did not make a song with Michael Jackson. I would have loved that. Would have been the hit of the century if Chris Tucker made a song with Michael Jackson. Would have been great, man. If I could like have any collaboration, like bring people
DJ
back from the dead.
Jazzy Jeff and Michael Jackson.
I would definitely be Michael Jackson. I do Michael Jackson and like Hobson, I think is my dream collaboration. I think a Michael Jackson and Hobson song would be amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like Hobson, right?
Who?
Hobson.
I don't know.
You know Hobson, Ryan.
Do I?
Yes, you know Hobson.
Who?
He made the racist song.
Racist
The happy
song.
Ending song. Happy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of the worst rappers.
You know me with music. I don't remember names or anything. I just listen to shit. I wish I could remember names because then I could play stuff that I like. Like, whenever I hear something you play, I'm like, oh, I should add that to my playlist. And then I forget about it.
Dude,
and
what I do...
it's not in my playlist.
For listeners out there, too, you can link up Spotify with Shazam. So when you Shazam something, it automatically puts it in the playlist.
Ooh.
So if you're like, I like this song, Shazam it, boom, it's in your Spotify playlist.
But Taylor Swift's not on Spotify.
Is she not?
I don't know.
But I know there's some
Was it her big thing where she wasn't on Spotify?
No, for some artists that only do Tidal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who does Tidal, though.
Isn't that Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, yeah. But like, I don't know. A lot of you guys have been saying like I should make a public playlist. So I'm thinking about doing that. I might make a Spotify playlist, and just put because I still want to recommend a song or an artist every week, and maybe I can make a playlist for Super Mega Cast of every song I recommend. So it's like every week I add that song to it, and y'all can go listen to it.
And late at night, a fan would put on that playlist and open up their window. The breeze rushes in and. The curtains flow back, and they look up at the night sky, and they can see almost every star. It's beautiful. It's not just black in the night sky. There's blues and purples That's and a beautiful. Little bit of a light pink. No yeah. orange. The sun is down, pretty much almost down at this point. Maybe a hint of yellow, but definitely not orange.
No fucking orange.
The yellow may be coming from the big moon. Oh, the moon looks like a cookie you could just dip in milk, okay. take a bite. It looks just like a very delicious moon. They look up at the night sky, and they go... Right now, Matthew Watson could be listening to exactly what I'm listening to. And he could be looking up at the moon and looking at the same big moon that I'm looking at.
Could be looking at the same moon as Matt Watson.
And then they'd pull down their pants and start stroking their cock. Then they'd have to go get their kids' lunch ready
for the next
morning.
That
changed everything.
Okay, wait, hold on. Why do they have to go get their... Okay, wait, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And they have to go get their kids' lunch ready?
Yeah, for the next morning.
Oh, that's right, because their kids are
already
Because
the bus comes early and he doesn't want to get up.
He doesn't want to make lunch in the morning.
Yeah.
He's like, just make lunch now. Yeah. Just make Lunchables now.
Yeah.
Dude, do you like that scene?
That was a great scene. I was confused by the imagery because you said the night sky was stars, and when you said like light pink and stuff, so I was like, what?
But then it was a very beautiful kind of like oil painting once in a lifetime scenario.
He could
like,
be tripping on acid.
A beautiful night.
So he just sees a bunch of different colors.
Yeah. He could just be a very depressed man.
And his kids are in the other room hungry and he's tripping on
heroin.
Yeah.
He's sitting in a rocking chair in an old like fucking room with no furniture in it.
Oh man, maybe Matt Watson's listening to this song right now.
But then you go into his parents' room. Like, no, you go into his kids' room and they have like everything their heart desires.
Well, that's good.
Now it's even more of a depressing scene. You try to understand him as a human and not just a druggie, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to label him a druggie and, oh, druggies are bad. You want to give him a character. You want to say, hey, he came out of a vagina just like everyone else. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn his ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, and this is who he became.
Hey, man, you know what? We you know, we might all have different opinions, and we might fight, but at the end of the day, we all came out of vaginas, man.
Yeah.
We all came out of vaginas.
That's one thing you cannot dispute.
Is that you came out of a vagina?
Yeah.
No, actually.
Or a stomach.
A C-section, yeah, Ryan.
You could have a C-section. I was about to poke the biggest hole in your argument ever. I was like, well, what if you came out of someone's belly?
Someone's smashing their keyboard right now because we ruined that.
They were already typing it like, yeah. Actually, Ryan, you can come out of a stomach with a C-section. Dude,
woo,
C-sections.
Wait till Ryan reads the comments today.
Woo, C-sections upset me.
Do they? Why?
Because you're
like a C-section scar, right?
The thought of cutting open like a stomach and pulling a baby out is, ugh.
It's very medieval sounding.
Yeah.
It sounds like a big sacrificial, like a Jesus Christ mythology type of thing where it's like, we were in the middle of battle and had to carve him out of his mother. But he was a warrior born with a six pack and 3 biceps.
3 biceps?
One on his neck.
Well, Doc, isn't that just your neck muscle?
No, that's a bicep.
Oh, man, dude. Every muscle on my body is a bicep.
Oh.
I lift weights with every muscle in my body. Put weights on my feet, lift my feet up.
You got to work out that butt.
I have been working
doing
out
some
this
glute
butt.
Exercises?
I have. I've been doing some stuff that works out my butt, and it hurts.
I have a picture of your butt on my phone from like a few days ago.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's what...
Oh, we were shooting the mail video, and I was changing. You took a picture of me in the other room.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were in
sight.
And
I'm going to frame it, and I'm like, this is a sad photo.
Does look super depressing. It looks like I'm just, like, in a disgusting room, like changing, and I just don't care about myself. It's pretty depressing.
I got to frame it, or get someone to do an oil painting.
I'm going to come over and just see that you have that on the wall, and I'll be like, oh.
Would you mind?
Yes, I would mind.
Why? No one's coming over. No one's going to see it. Except
I would,
for me,
yeah, but
for me.
Well, what if like a maintenance man comes in and sees that?
He doesn't know you. What is a maintenance man? A fan of Super Mega?
Could be. He definitely could be. You
I
never
get to
know.
Work on the Ryan's maintenance.
The Ryan McGee. He gets to go to the Ryan McGee's place and he gets to see a picture of my ass, my bare ass, which is looking much better these days. I do have to. I was looking at my butt in the mirror today and I was going, damn, I don't have that Hank Hill ass anymore.
You never did.
What?
You always had a cute little butt, dude.
Oh, man, Ryan, you always make me feel so good. Welcome to Super Megacast, where one male friend tells his other male friend that you always had a cute butt, dude. And then we're like, why do people ship us? God!
I've got to give it up. I've accepted that, I think. I've accepted that shit happens. Because it happens everywhere. It happens with every fan.
Shippers, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way to escape it.
Can't escape shippers, man.
No, but there's no reason that we need to feed it, you know, like kiss in a video,
yeah,
or anything,
or you know, tell me that I've always had a cute butt, or that you have a picture of my butt on your phone. So that sentence, oh, I have a picture. I took a picture of your butt the other day. It's on my phone.
It's on my phone, dude. It's right here. Want to see it?
Can I see
I'll
it?
Post
yeah.
it.
Let me see it. What are the odds you tweet that out right now?
You just look so funny, and it was just such a.
Okay, so Ryan and Tucker were in the other room, like, with some camera stuff, and I was in my room, and I needed to change my pants for the video.
So you had your shirt on.
So I quickly just took my pants off to trade, because I'm like, no one's looking.
You were so just...
But you took a picture.
You were so just...
You broke my privacy.
I don't care.
You invaded
my
privacy. My
friends are here.
Let me see. That actually would be a fantastic painting.
Yeah, I just gotta...
It's super depressing.
There's a dick in there.
Yeah, it's hanging down right here. You can see that there. Dude, okay, all right, well.
If you took the dick out, like, it would be a good painting.
I can see some definition in my legs now. See, okay, look at this. See, I have been working out. See how there's like, more there?
Man, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You didn't have to zoom in, but
well, I'm trying to point out that I've been working out, and I'm trying to make a difference, and I want you to recognize.
Why do you keep zooming in on your hanging?
Take your phone back. Thanks. Take it back.
Is that my wallpaper now?
Set it as your wallpaper. I want to set my phone as like some weird. I want to get like a throwaway phone and set the wallpaper as something like super bizarre, and then lose it on purpose. So someone finds it, and it's just like the backside of a dude with his dick hanging between his legs. Someone's like, "Oh, I found this phone. Who do I return this to?" And then I want to lose my phone and have the worst wallpaper like that, but then make it so they like. On the back, it has my phone number. So then they have to give it to me. So I have to meet up with them. And I just want to see how they react. I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much, man. You found my phone." And then they would look me in the eye and hand it back to me.
I'm sorry. I was just looking up something.
What do you? Okay. I'm glad that my conversation's not stimulating enough for you, Ryan.
Sorry. I was looking up animals with human penises to see if people have ever like realistically photoshopped an animal with a human penis, like just a male dick.
Like a dog?
Yeah. But then the first thing that like one of the first things that comes up is this picture. It's just a mutant pig with a human face.
I hate that. I've seen that before. It's the pig that got born all mutated and it's gross looking. Poor little fella. Feel bad for him. You ever seen like those cats that have two faces?
What?
Like the cats that are born mutated with two faces?
Cat two.
Like it has a face on each side of its head. You haven't seen that? It's creepy. Real creepy.
Oh, ew.
Isn't that weird?
This?
Yeah. Oh, it's
the
so
eye
weird.
Stretches. That's what I don't like.
I thought there was a human that was born like that, too. There was a guy that was born with a face on the back, like a small shriveled face on the back of his head.
Yeah, Voldemort.
No, really. But and then he killed himself because he said it whispered awful things to him at night.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
That's what he said.
Like
it was a small, let me see if I can find a picture. It was a small, terrifying, like shriveled up face on the back of his head, like a second face. Yeah, there's pictures of him.
And he said that it whispered to him at night?
Guy with second face. Let me see if I can find this. Here we go.
Sounds terrifying.
Fact check. Edward Mondrake, the man with two faces. Oh, wait, here's a Snopes thing. Okay, never mind. It's false. Thank you, Snopes. Snopes has debunked it for me.
Oh.
So I'd like to keep believing that, though, because that's scary.
Well, that's fine.
Let's see. It was this, though. See this? See the picture?
Ugh.
That's creepy, right?
Is that a real photo, though? Did he actually exist?
Let's see. Albeit popularized in the 2000s via memes, songs, and TV shows, the story isn't of recent origin, having aroused the morbid interest of Victorian readers more than a century ago in Gould and Pyle's Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine, first published in 1896. Blah, 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 blah. All right, it's false. So, guys, you learned something. You learned that story that some of you might know about the man with two faces, not true. Not real at all. So, look at that, man. That's some fake news for you.
Two things I want to mention. And they're from a while ago, from that Nintendo Direct. Okay?
Fucking do it, then.
The first thing is that Phil Spencer is willing to let Banjo-Kazooie appear on Smash Brothers. Which would be really cool, I think.
That would be awesome. Banjo-Kazooie is a Smash Bros. Character?
Yes.
That would be so cool.
Have the bird. He'd have the little bird.
That would be my favorite Smash Bros. Character. I love Banjo-Kazooie. Like, I love him as a character.
First game creeped me out when I was a kid, but I liked running around the world.
I just love the character design.
I like going... Whenever you ran with the bird.
I feel like I'm in Banjo-Kazooie right now.
Oh,
yeah, how they talk. It's so creepy. I love those sounds, though. Wait, what's the second thing?
What?
What's the second thing?
Oh, I'm super pumped for Mario Tennis Aces.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been into Mario sports games for some reason. I'm just
Mario Baseball, Super Sluggers is fantastic.
Is fun.
And
is fun.
I feel like Mario Tennis Aces is going to be super fun, especially if you get to use motion controls.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like a much better Wii Sports version of Wii Tennis.
What I do like about Mario Aces is that Chain Chomp is a character.
Yes.
And he just holds the tennis racket in his mouth.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I like that. Oh, I'm so excited. But that's not coming out till June 22nd.
Oh, damn. That's far from now.
Sad face emoticon.
Ryan, how much money would I have to give you to get an emoji tattoo? The laughing crying emoji tattooed across your face so it like covers your entire
no
face and you have
money.
Like the tears
no
there.
Amount of money.
No think... amount of money.
Oh, God, would I do it for like a million?
No amount of money?
What would you do it for?
Like, realistically.
See, that's the thing. It's life-altering. Like, yeah, you're, like you're going to be different. Like, no one's ever going to look at you the same.
But if you get, like, billions of dollars, couldn't you pay to have it somewhat taken off?
You can't
well?
Take it off. You have to keep it.
Oh, you have to keep it.
Like, you get
it. Is it colored and everything?
Yeah. Like, imagine, like, the
dude,
emoji just on your face.
Is that worth it?
Yeah, dude, for, like, $500 million...
I think the biggest part would be you'd be shunning yourself from any normal facet of human interaction. Nobody, you couldn't have a normal experience with someone if you didn't have it on. It would be like a new normal, but social life would never be the
same.
That's
true.
And it couldn't be as genuine as it was before.
You got to meet like girlfriend's parents and stuff.
Assuming you'd get a girlfriend with it.
Well, if you had $500 million.
True, true. You know what I'm saying? Girls just want that money, bitch. I gotta go pee-pee, dude.
All right, go pee.
Okay.
Ryan's back. He went pee-pee?
I did go pee-pee.
How was it?
It was nice. It's fine.
How hydrated are you?
Think of it as a very... Have you ever been to like a YMCA or daycare center?
No.
Oh, well, sometimes they didn't have enough lemonade powder.
Okay. No, I've been places where they've made like Gatorade or lemonade and it just wasn't.
They didn't have
enough. Too much water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, not 100% clear, but a little dusty, a little misty of the yellow.
Well, there's a little sprinkling
a little
of
yellow,
yellow
mist.
In there. Yeah, a little. Yeah, I hear you, man. So, I was recently in the news, you know, right now there's a lot of talk about Russia and, how they influenced,
you know. Recently in the news?
Uh-huh. Recently in the news.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Russia and the, how they influenced the 2016 election. And I saw this story about how, the Russians had created like a game, like a Hillary Clinton video game, as like a way to like make voters dislike her and stuff. And they called it Hiltindo. And I think what made me more upset about that than them, you know, interfering with the election was that they didn't call it Clintindo.
Clintindo.
Like, I saw that and I immediately thought, why didn't they call it Clintindo? Like, the Hillary Clinton.
Clintindo. Is the big part of the name.
I know. Hiltindo? Really? That's the best you can do, Russians?
It's not Hillary Clinton.
It's like Nintendo. Clintindo. Clinton. Like, how did you... Guys, come on. Get more creative than that.
Ugh. Okay, what the fuck's going on... With them poisoning some dude, okay? Like, are they gonna have to answer for that or something? Or
no,
is this
they don't
a,
have to answer for anything?
Shouldn't this be a
so
big
powerful.
Event? Shouldn't this be like a big fucking thing? Like, it's like
it
holy
is.
Shit! You poison someone who's living in another country, and you used an illegal like nerve agent, right?
That was like banned in the, by the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, or some shit like that. And it's like you used it in another country. You
very very sloppily too. It was not. It was. People got hurt. Oh, I actually read that they most likely did it sloppily on purpose to send a message.
Yeah.
To say like because like they could have assassinated that guy and gotten away with it. No one would have known.
Like they always do.
But yeah. Because Russia likes to kill a lot of like political opponent stuff.
No, it's just a bunch of happy little accidents.
You know, guys accidentally commit suicide by shooting themselves 3 times in the back of the head.
That's all I'm saying,
you know,
dude.
In their apartment. But like, I read an analysis saying that they did it sloppy to send a message, like on purpose. Like, look,
I'm not like trying to spark controversy. I'm legitimately interested in this because it seems like a big event that should. Feel bigger than it is being portrayed, I guess.
It is really big.
That sounds like when you watch a documentary series from like, you know, from what happened from the year 2000 to 2020, like this would be a big moment in that documentary. It'd be like a good portion, like yeah. They'd have to cover it. It just feels like, is it just going to end with sanctions and like kind of like a no, because it can't escalate.
Well,
no one
not-
wants war. No one's going to escalate to war on this.
We're not calling them out for it, which sucks. And they don't have to answer to anything because they'll just deny it, you know?
Well, because they're like, how dare you? I thought we were supposed to have a joint investigation. Those are the rules or something
like
that.
Like a million countries, like intelligence analyzed it. And they're like, yeah, this was 100% Russia.
And they're like, no. It's just...
They kill people all the time.
Yeah, but this just feels different in terms of... in another country using this sort
of... Oh, yeah, because that's in another country, and that shouldn't be allowed to happen. Like, a country shouldn't be able to assassinate someone else in another country.
I don't know. I'm not trying to draw any political conclusions. All I'm saying is that's super big and fucked up, and it's just scary.
Well, dude, Russia, like, I'm not talking about
what
the
What if they did
country.
It here? If they did it here, there would be a bigger fuss.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If it was in America, they can fuck with UK because no one gives a shit for some reason. But you know, like, if it happened in the U.S., something, like, it would be this huge uproar.
Well, people would be mad because also America has that sense of, like pride, too. So it's like, oh, this happened in my country?
Yeah.
Where, like, a lot of other countries
very
don't have that.
Nationalist
big,
type of
yeah.
thinking.
So, like, I just think, like, not Russia as a whole and not all the people. I'm just saying the Russian government seems, they like sticking their hands in. They like doing things. They like riling people's feathers up.
Is it essential? Is it? Like verbatim, like what do they profess to be? They profess to be a democracy.
Yeah, but it's
but
not.
They're an oligarchy.
Yeah, because Putin just like yesterday just won his fourth term, but you know it's like do you consider that winning because he banned his opponents from running, mm-hmm. and then the people that were opposing, like the other people running the election, barely campaign because it's like you have to walk on like eggshells if you were running against Putin because you're like, well, I don't want my family to die and I don't want to die, so
Putin's a formidable foe.
He is.
Oh, we don't want to. Like, here's the thing. I wouldn't want to. This is the trouble I have because they're fucked up. But there are other countries who do a lot of, like, we also do a lot of fucked up things to other countries.
Yeah, totally.
But since they're quote unquote just little shitty countries, you know, it's like no one really cares. You know, we can bomb in little ragtag countries, but
shit-holes.
We, you know, if we can't bomb a major country is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to bomb the little guy. And
yeah,
it is.
It is. That's true.
It's now World War II, that was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though they were in the middle of they were probably what, like close to surrendering, right? When we dropped them. When
Japan?
We dropped those big boys on them.
Oof.
They weren't doing well.
Japan, no. They were pretty close to losing at that point.
And we were bombing cities. Like we were bombing a shit ton of cities before that too, right? We were like firebombing stuff.
And then we were like, hey, surprise, surprise. And then we dropped the 8-bomb.
Yeah.
And then we dropped another one. And apparently they had like 9 more ready to go.
Yeah. And just drone strike, a bunch of stuff. A lot of countries do a lot of fucked up stuff. But what's interesting to me is like, what is going to be the point in which someone else is like, that's fucked up. And then it escalates. What's going to be the point of escalation?
Well, it should have been the interference in the 2016 election, but seems like nothing is being done about that because... Not to get political, but it seems like people in charge don't just turn a blind eye because it helped them win. So they're like, yeah, whatever.
If politics in America is like an insider's club, right? Like it was set up to kind of be a for the people, by the people type of thing.
Well, it's supposed to be.
But now it's
all about being bought out.
It's like
you
a
know?
Club. Well, it's about money.
It's all about money.
I mean, that's all. I mean, it's nothing new. I think most people know it's all about money, but it's just weird how there's this like NFL mentality behind it when you get into elections and stuff.
It's like NASCAR with sponsors, you know?
It's like we can ignore like big problems as long as the enemy is doing worse type of thing.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people with that mentality. In fact, I know a lot of people with that mentality back in South Carolina. Like I just, sometimes I'll see a Facebook post and I'll be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And this is like coming from both sides too. Like, I don't want to get specific because I don't want to talk about my friend, like friends or people I know back in South Carolina,
name drop
and their political
Do
views.
It. I dare you, name but, drop them.
Okay, Sean Bean.
Is that really
no?
Oh.
Sean Bean. He's from Lord of the Rings.
I didn't see Lord
he's
of the Rings.
Game of Thrones.
Hey, I think the most important thing. And this is, I mean, to everyone, but this is mainly to American listeners: is vote. Is go out and vote.
You pay attention.
That's actually super important. Like I used to think voting just was like why would I vote for like the governor election or why would I vote for like mayor or any of that shit? Like it's actually super important, especially right now. So if you want like you pick who gets elected essentially. So go out and vote. Do it. It's very important. And as election season rears up in November, I'll be pushing that hard
because yeah.
I want all of my listeners to go out and vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for, just go out and vote. Participate in the system. So, you know, just do it. It's important.
Do you think it's possible for Trump to win a second time? Like, do you think it's logistically possible? Not. I'm not asking, like, do you want to see him win another time type of thing. I'm just saying, do you think it's possible? I think it's super possible.
I don't think it's possible because I think that basically the number of people that support him is what, like a third of the country? So it, what it takes is it takes people to actually get out and vote. And people didn't vote in the 2016 election, except there were like a lot of people voted because he got his fan base so riled up that they actually went out and voted. And people didn't like Hillary Clinton on the left. So people just didn't really, and no one thought he would win. So they didn't go out and vote. So then, even though he actually still lost,
it was kind
in terms
of an
of
election
votes.
That a lot of people didn't care in yeah. general. So like, there was a lot of people in the middle that's like, I don't care for either. So I'm yeah, just not going to vote.
Exactly.
Because they had nothing to say. Like, there's a lot of people who still are like, I don't know if I chose right or wrong because it's just. Like, in terms of not voting, because it's like, well, I mean, if I voted and Hillary won, would I have liked this more? There's a lot
well,
of people
I mean, also,
who
also, she still did win by the popular
by
vote.
By the popular vote, yeah. But not so, by not by the wonderful, what
Electoral College.
Electoral College.
Yeah, but I think that because his support is technically so small, I think that after this, people are waking up and they will go out and vote. 100%. If you look at what's happening with, like, the primaries and stuff in different mm-hmm. states— Like all of these,
I haven't been paying attention, so I'm like I'm leaning on most of what you've been
look at like look at Alabama into. Like that got flipped to a Democrat and that like never happens
didn't,
just barely
didn't
but it,
it
still
take
did.
A child fucker to do that
yeah and it but still
okay I'm sorry he may not have I don't know if he did
he definitely fucked children
did he
yeah
is there it's proven
pretty
like,
much
beyond a shadow of a doubt why yeah. isn't he in jail if it's been proven
well. Because it's not like there's not like video.
He fooled around with young kids.
Yeah,
100%. Right.
He was banned from the local mall for that.
Oh.
You know, shit like that. There were people came out and he had signed some girl's yearbook that he had allegedly had a relationship with. A lot of shit like that.
Okay, so there's stuff that
Roy Moore's a real piece of shit.
I'll retract that. I'll just say he's a really gross piece of shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
Jared, on the other hand, is also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he was found super guilty.
Yeah.
And
but,
I do not take back my claims of him needing to bite a metal rod until his teeth fall out.
But if you look, like a lot of counties and stuff are shifting like hardcore right now because okay. people are actually going out and voting now
mm-hmm.
because where they didn't before. And they're shifting over to the other side because of that, mainly because of like what's going on now. So people are actually going out and voting because they realize that it is more important than they thought. So I think I think if Trump is still in office by the time 2020 comes, it'll be like definitely – I don't think he has a chance of winning because I think his support is like a third right now
but
the
what
country.
But what about like something happens that brings the country together? Like the closest example I can think of to demonstrate what I'm thinking of would be I guess the Bush administration and what 9/11 – And just the Iraq and just
because
war
that
in general.
Approval rating so high.
Yeah. yeah. So
well, I don't know.
What's to say something like that? Like if something with North Korea goes well, which I doubt anything actually will happen with that. It just seems like something that they do when they get desperate.
I think that Trump's approval rating could go up if something like that happened. But I think he's already come so far and made it clear who he is that people still wouldn't vote for him again.
Okay.
You know,
there'd still be a lot of people that would vote.
Oh,
for
of course.
Him,
yeah. There's still a ton of people that would vote for Donald Trump again in 2020. But yeah. I think that, you know, his supporters are really loud.
I'm sorry. I can't. He will always be the dude on like the Apprentice and the dude on the Comedy Central roast to me. Like, that's how I see him. That's how I grew up with him. I grew
yeah.
up with him being like this.
He grew
goofy,
up as like the orange
rich,
guy with funny hair.
Well, he grew up to me as just like he's a rich, famous guy that's in cameos and a bunch of stuff. Like, I saw him on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was in a bunch of shit. You know, I didn't. I didn't know it was him when I watched Home Alone, even though it's obvious that it's him. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, he was in Home Alone 2. Shit.
I remember, when he was in Fresh Prince, and he's like, it's the Donald!
But it's just crazy. It's like everyone, I guess one of the things I've noticed is just how violent the verbal arguments can get between people who disagree on Donald Trump, when it's like, a lot of people used to make fun of Donald Trump. He used to be this big caricature, but now if you make fun of Donald Trump, apparently, like, you're put on a side of, you're put on some side of an aisle, and people will be like, why are you disrespecting the president? I'm like, it's not about, he's a goofy dude, like,
yeah,
in general.
100%, and his actions are.
And I don't personally feel like he's, like, the best president we've ever had. I'm sorry. I mean,
what?
Sorry to say.
What?
I know.
I have to, I'm done with the podcast, Ryan. I can't sit here and listen to you disrespect the president any longer.
I don't. Well, here's the thing. When you look back in history, most presidents, there's always, you have very few presidents that are like that was a good president. Because you go back and you're like, wow, they did nothing, they did nothing, they did nothing.
20 years,
you're
going to look back and be like, look at Donald Trump, like, that was a good president.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying there are very, like, you look back in history and there's very few presidents where you can go, wow, that's a good person. Morally, that, you know, that's a morally good person. That's a,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
person who stood up for the right stuff, who tried to make the right calls.
Yeah.
That type of person.
Do you ever just, this happens to me, sometimes I'll stop and I'll realize that I'll actually think about the timeline I'm in where Donald Trump is the president of the United States
it's
of
crazy.
America. Do you ever
it's
think
crazy.
About that? Like, because it feels normalized now.
Oh, boo, but, Reagan was president.
Because he's an actor. But do you ever think about that? Like, you stop and you're like, politics aside from it, like, take all the politics out of it. Donald Trump is president of the United States.
And this is just a natural reaction I have. Whenever I see him talking as the president of the United States, as the president, but it's just, I don't make that connection like I did with George Bush and Obama.
Because back
then, I'm not saying George Bush or Obama, like, acts presidential 100% of the time. You know, some boys
Trump
like to have fun.
It completely. He changed, like, he threw presidentiality
out. You know, George and
window.
Obama had fun with some things, you know.
With the tan suit? Or the Dijon mustard?
Enjoy your burger, Mr. President.
Got a spicy mustard? Like a
Enjoy your
mustard?
Fancy burger, Mr. President. Sean Hannity, you funny, funny man.
Well, I'm sure you guys are tired of listening to us cucks go on. So,
sorry, it's just soup. Politics.
We talk about them sometimes.
We,
but
we
you,
talk
you can
about
disagree
it.
If you want. That's all right. You feel free to have some political discourse
it's
in the comments if you want. We don't care.
I think, though, people on both sides of the aisle agree that Trump is a goofy man.
He's a goofy
man. Like, people who voted for him even are like, yeah, he's crazy and goofy.
Yeah. And that's why some people voted for him.
Crazy? What? Not my president!
But guys, you know, it's like, you know, it's it, you know, we have political opinions, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we, you know, like, that just our opinions. That doesn't affect anything. So do what you want to do. Believe what you want
to
believe.
We're not going to tell you who to vote
for. We're not
for.
Pushing them on you, but voting is important. You should
get
Yeah,
voting's important. We're not going to – we're never going to tell you who to vote for, but it is important just to be in the democratic process in general because you to share your voice, you have to use it. And
yeah.
So that's super important. As long as you have a voice, use it. And, you know –
Well, thanks for tuning into the Cuckcast. We're just a couple of soy boys, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Boom!
I love being a soy boy, man.
Soy boy number one.
Hey, but wait.
What happened?
I need to recommend a song.
Oh.
I need to recommend music this week.
Okay.
Because I keep saying I'm going to do that, and then I do it, and then I forget the next week.
Okay.
I'm going to get consistent about that. Make that a segment on the podcast. Matt's music recommendation.
Are you making music?
No. Like,
are you going to start recommending your own music?
Guys, this week's artist is Matt Watson.
No, but you don't go by Matt Watson. Like, you set up like this, like,
DJ
name.
I tell people
name.
To check it out when it's actually secretly me.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? Maybe. This weekend.
Oh, my God. Imagine people, like, that hear every song they listen to that you recommend. They're like, is this something Matt made? Is
like,
this Matt?
This could be him.
This could be him. Listen to the voice. Listen to the pronunciation of these words. Pam, Lamb, Sham. For some reason, use all three of those words in a song.
And the song is called Pam Lam Sham.
Pam Lam Sham, dude.
But this week's music recommendation is a song I really like and a band that I absolutely love. One of my favorite bands ever. It's called When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine.
Ooh.
Off of their album Loveless, which is a huge classic. So if you haven't listened to them, it's not for everyone. It's very noisy music. It's like it's very noisy shoegaze. So if you don't like that, no worries. But that's this week's song. So maybe next week you can get a good song too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to share in terms of good movies or anything,
that's okay.
But I watched Shrek the Musical. I finished Shrek the Musical live on Broadway. It took me, I think, 5 days to complete.
Yeah, you always send me Snapchats where you're like, still watching it.
Like, at night, there would always be like a string of snaps that I'd send, like,
you looked like you
Justin.
Were not having fun.
No.
You're
no,
miserable.
Sometimes I was laughing. Okay, wait. There's a... I saved this because I'm like, I haven't heard this type of laugh in a long time where, like, I kind of drain myself out. There's the picture of your ass.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, hold on. Where is it? Ugh. It's when I'm watching the Pinocchio dude, like, really give it his all.
Dude, he gave it everything.
Like,
he's like, this is my shot.
Right? Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Oh, where's... Okay, here it is. Let me see if I can... Hold on.
They're all
all so proud of themselves. Oh my god. They're all so tired. Oh,
is that the end of the show?
Good time, dude. Oh my god.
I think it's near the end.
Dude, he was having a time of his life up there on stage. The guy that played Pinocchio.
He was going at it, dude.
Because the whole musical, it based a lot of its shit around not the references to Shrek, but they used a lot of the jokes in Shrek, and it's like, these are our best jokes.
We were actually saying that, like, Shrek on Broadway, like, that's how billionaires experience Shrek. You know, yeah. Like, they didn't go to the movie theater and see no. it. Like, why would a billionaire go see Shrek, you know? But that's how, like, the 1% experiences Shrek.
And good for them. Keep your big, bright, beautiful world.
I don't know the soundtrack. You were listening to it yesterday.
I only know that.
It stuck
that,
with you.
Yeah, that one song. Because at the end... Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to subject you all to this, but their reprise of Big Bright Beautiful World, it doesn't even sound like it's from Shrek the Musical. Like, it sounds like it's from, like, some Broadway show about, like, homosexuality and the struggle of the AIDS epidemic, like a Rent type of play. And then they come in with this song at the very end, and it just, does this sound like it's from Shrek the Musical? Hold on.
That's beautiful.
It doesn't even...
No.
Like, hold on.
That's a beautiful reprise.
Listen to Shrek come in. This is the guy who plays Shrek. This is Shrek's voice. It's a
big, bright, beautiful... This is from the Shrek musical.
Yeah. With happiness
all around. That is beautiful.
It's
peaches and cream.
It's just...
Oh, my God. Guys, in the comments, if you've seen Shrek on Broadway, let us know how it was.
A lot of people were... I tweeted out a place where I stopped one night, which is when they had a farting montage.
I saw that clip, and I was like, why is this on Broadway?
I know.
This is really on Broadway.
But people were saying that, like, yeah, my high school performed it. I was in this high school, so please. Please just at Super Mega Show on Twitter... And at me, too, because I'd like to see him. Eli Ryan McGee on Twitter. And just at me, like, your school's productions costumes, if you were a part of it or anything like that. Because I want to see it. I get a kick out of seeing high
people
school productions.
Dressed up in Shrek.
High school production, like, costuming of Shrek the Musical. Because it's always, like, really off. Like, I took a few pictures of some.
You can't replicate Shrek without, like, $1,000 prosthetics.
I got obsessed a little bit, and I started watching certain high school performances, like, certain bits of it, because I'm like, how are they going to do this? Hold on, Matt. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm ready for it, dude. Let me see it.
I got to find them.
Let me see this high school's performance of Shrek.
Like, I have two images. Hold on. So, there's this one, which is... terrifying.
I hate that.
And then this is the favorite.
You gotta put these on screen.
This is my favorite one though.
Oh my god.
I put it on screen.
It's there. Those images are fantastic.
It's a big, bright, beautiful world.
Oh man. Well guys, go love your parents, go love yourself, go watch Shrek the Musical. It's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Let us know what you think about it. I watched a little bit. I stopped at like 5 minutes in. It was a little too much.
It's because you were with me. That was the start of me watching it, by the way, when you and I started watching it from the beginning.
We were like, we gotta turn this off.
Yeah, I picked it up. I picked it up after.
We started it jokingly, and then like 5-10 minutes in, we were like, we don't actually have to watch this. We don't have to finish this.
It was just a good thing to watch, you know, just to sit down after a hard day's work mowing the lawn.
Yeah, dude. It was a tough day. But guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, go rate us on iTunes, too. Go help us get up in the podcast ranks. That'd be sweet. Thanks, guys.
Matt!
What?
Sorry.
Whew. What?
Thought my water broke. Bye.
3 has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now,
All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.